Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to 106.7 The Fan on Saturday, January 16th. Welcome back. My name is Adam Epstein, and this is AWOD Weekend Radio. Yes, my new time slot here on The Fan, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And a lot to talk about here on the show. Of course, we've got the NFL playoffs. I love to talk about the NFL. Of course, I'll break down Washington football team's season, give you a little recap there and what to look forward to next year. I have to talk about the Wizards. I have to talk a little bit about the Caps, who are off to a hot start with two wins, back-to-back games. Love that. And, of course, the Washington Nationals, as it's January 16th and we're creeping upon baseball season, and the big news over the past few weeks was the new additions to the roster, and I'll talk about that as well. But, man, I am excited. I am hype to get back on the airwaves here for the first time in 2021. Wipe the slate clean. I gave you guys 2 weeks to relax. You didn't need, Adam. You know, you got used to Steve Zabin, who's doing an excellent job now in the mornings here on 106.7 The Fan and Saturdays. But it's time for brunch with Adam Epstein. Let's go. It used to be breakfast with AWOD, you know, up and at 'em, get up, get your coffee. No. Now I want you to have a mimosa while you're listening to this show. You know what I mean? Darius knows what I mean. He's back behind the glass today producing the show. So here are the top stories that you can call in to talk about today. You know the number, 1-800-636-1067. The legend of Taylor Heinicke. I mean, how incredible was that? From the COVID backup emergency quarterback to starting a playoff game and balling out. I saw people on Twitter, everyone loves the photo of him diving into the end zone. Washington football team even like made it like a miniature Taylor Heinicke. Everyone's loving it. You know what? I think I need a printout and I'm going to hang it on my wall. That's how freaking awesome it was. Look, I've been saying this for like weeks on my show, because I had callers that said, look, we backed into the playoffs. Why are we even going to be there? You know, I would have rather had a better draft pick. Do you know how freaking exciting it was to watch Washington in a playoff game against Tampa Bay? I mean, it felt like 97, felt like 99, felt like I was a kid again. That's how freaking awesome it was. And I know we lost and I know it was disappointing, but the fact that we battled and kept ourselves in it for four quarters gives me so much pride, and I think gives us a lot of momentum looking forward. I want to get everyone's season recap and grades for the position group and the biggest offseason needs. 1-800-636-1067. Of course, I'm going to also move around the NFL. All right, we got to talk about the QBs on the move and on the market. We got to talk about Saturday's NFL games and Sunday's playoff picks. And then I got to touch on the new coaches. And, like, we have to have a conversation about what the hell is going on with the NFL and why Eric Bieniemy can't get a job. What is going on? I mean, is it just simply the fact that every year people are hiring during the wild card? And, hello, Kansas City hasn't played in a wild card game because they're 14-2. And he's the one that's calling the plays on offense. Why can't he get a job? I digress. I'll talk about that later in the show. We'll give you the betql.co lock of the week here on Entercom Radio 106.7 The Fan. I've got an upset of the week and a lock of the week. I'm going to tell you why those picks later in the show. Sneak peek, I'm picking Aaron Rodgers. I'm picking A-Rodge, and that's for damn sure. I think here's the thing is, and I'll get into more detail about this later, but I think we're going to see why Russell Wilson, as spectacular as he is, isn't anywhere near the caliber quarterback that Aaron Rodgers is. I think he's going to tear apart that LA Rams defense. And then we have to talk about the Wizards. Will the Wizards ever win again? Will the Wizards ever play a game again? I mean, six guys on the roster right now tested positive? We have 9 guys in health and safety protocols. Will the Wizards ever play a game again? Are playoffs out of the question? Should we blow it up and trade Bradley Beal? That's what everyone's talking about on social media this week. The Nats are coming in hot, and I'm going to tell you about what I like about this year's teams. I've been a fan of Kyle Schwarber since he got into the league. I mean, I think he was a huge part of that Chicago team that ended up winning the World Series. But I like to start the show, of course, with Today in Sports. What can you watch if you are a sports fan? We have a good college basketball game going on right now with number 21 Ohio State against number 14 Illinois. I will be sure to update you guys throughout the game. And as well, you get UNC versus Florida State. Another great matchup here at 1 p.m. is Missouri versus Texas A&M. Missouri number 17 in the country right now. And probably the best game, though, is number 7 Michigan. Unbelievable. They're 11-0, 6-0 in the Big Ten. Number 7 in the country against Minnesota at 10-4. I'm looking forward to watching that. At 4 p.m., we have number 2 Baylor, also undefeated, against number 15 Texas Tech, and everyone knows Texas Tech is pretty hot right now. And then in the ACC at 6 p.m., I know UVA grads will be watching this. Number 18 Virginia at 8-2 and 4-0 in the ACC against number 12 Clemson. And I'm a huge college basketball fan, probably because I went to VCU literally as they went to the Final Four. Yeah, I was accepted in January, early acceptance, and I was all about it. And then watched them go to the Final Four with Shaka Smart, who's now the head coach at Texas, and he's got a whole new look to him right now, a wild hairstyle. But look, the Texas team is number 4 in the country. They've already they blew out Kansas in Kansas, the biggest loss in Kansas in years. They're 10-2 right now, and they face Kansas State at 8 p.m. And number 1 in the country, Gonzaga, will face against St. Mary's, who's been their bitter rival, and that's at 10 p.m. What else is going on? Well, I mentioned that the Washington Capitals won their first 2 games. They are off today, and you can see them play again, I believe, on Monday. And, of course, games are here on 106.7 The Fan. I'm a huge soccer fan, so I like to always touch on that. And we have a huge matchup for Chelsea this weekend, and it starts at 12:30 p.m. And why is this a huge matchup? Well, I think it's a big four American Christian Pulisic, who has really struggled in form this season. And, I mean, he's the key to America and America making a World Cup run moving forward. And it starts with him playing in Europe and playing well and getting a lot of minutes. And, look, this season he hasn't done much at all. After during the quarantine restart, he was getting hat tricks. So I loved after that hamstring injury, he was really not himself, so I'd like to see him get back to form. They face Fulham at 12:30, and at 3 p.m. you can watch Leicester versus Southampton. Recapping the scores from this morning, West Brom defeated Wolverhampton 3-2, Leeds losing to Brighton 1-0, and West Ham defeating Burnley 1-0 with a goal from Mikel Antonio. But look, the big story of the show today is the NFL playoffs, and I'm really looking forward to a few of those matchups. I can tell you right now that Cleveland destroying the Pittsburgh Steelers was my favorite part of last weekend, and that's going to be my favorite matchup this weekend. That is Sunday at 3:05 against the Kansas City Chiefs. They're traveling to Kansas City to face the top-seeded Chiefs, and look, Andy Reid is 7-0 as a head coach against Cleveland versus the Cleveland Browns, 7-0. But look, I think that can be a high-scoring game. I've already taken the over in that one. I believe it was at 53. And I just think that that's going to come down to the final possession of the game. And we'll see where who gets the ball. And if Patrick Mahomes can get it done, I believe he will. And I think they advance. But look, I'm going to get to all that later in the show, but I want to start with Taylor Heinicke. I mean, just an incredible story, from COVID emergency quarterback to starting a playoff game against the GOAT, Tom Brady. But how much of this was luck? How much of this was no game tape on him? And how much of this was just, honestly, the adrenaline of starting your first game? I mean, I kind of compare this performance to RG3's rookie season against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. He came out swinging. He made all the right reads for four quarters. That's the last time, really, we've seen a quarterback come out and ball out like that. So, look, the homer in me thinks maybe we would have won that game if Cam Sims catches the opening play bomb and Heinicke never gets injured on a touchdown drive. But, look, I want to discuss all this and more with my fans here. You can use the hashtag AWOD Weekend Radio or the hashtag AWOD Army. My name is Adam Epstein, and you're listening to Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I'm here till 3 p.m. I want to hear from you. Pick up that phone, dial in 1-800-636-1067. Your call's next on The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan, AWOD Weekend Radio. I'm Adam Epstein, and I want to talk to you right now about the legend of Taylor Heinicke. And I want to hear from you right now, 1-800-636-1067. I mean, how incredible of a story is this? And what did you think of his performance? And look, I'm going to start off and say it. I guarantee if he was healthy for four quarters, we win that game. Look, here's what happened, guys. Cam Sims dropped a bomb in the opening play of the game that absolutely would have given Washington a 7-0 lead. An incredible play call by Scott Turner to finally, after 16 weeks, to have the balls to go deep. The balls to go deep. He finally did it. The perfect play call. Heinicke drops in a dime and we drop it. And then look, later in the game here, after Heinicke scrambles and makes should I be calling him Heinicke? But anyway, he scrambles and has this incredible touchdown dive and gets it to a one-possession game. Our defense gets a stop. And you know what happens? We go three and out because the man has one shoulder. That was the most critical drive of the game. You cannot change my mind there. The play calling, we went for it. We did a play action. We tried to take the top off the defense, and we got sacked. I'm not sure if it was Morgan Moses or Scherf, but one of our solid O-linemen couldn't hold up, and that was incredibly huge. I'll never live that down. That possession was our chance to steal the game. But look, you got to give him credit for going back in the locker room, then coming back out and leading us down the field one more time. When you look at the film breakdown, as many reporters in the area have, he was impeccable. I mean, the guy was reading the defense to perfection and actually releasing the ball before the wide receiver had even cut open. Just anticipation and accuracy. He honestly showed how unprepared for NFL defenses Dwayne Haskins was. The blueprint to success came from watching Alex Smith. Step back, hit your back foot, and deliver to the open man. When in doubt, scramble. And don't be afraid to use your legs for a first down and extend the drive. Now look, I'm a homer. But he wasn't a young Brett Favre back there. On his throws to the sideline, you could see the lack of arm strength that had him go to college at Old Dominion, not USC. But he made up for it with his anticipation. On deeper throws, you could see he wasn't getting a perfect spiral, but he made up for that with his accuracy. There's plenty to like from Taylor Heinicke, but let's not get it over our heads here. There's a reason he went unnoticed in his first few years in the league. But his familiarity with Scott Turner's offense and his youthful exuberance led his team to a great performance on primetime. And so I ask you guys, 1-800-636-1067, where do you think he should be next season? I absolutely want a guy like this on my roster next year. But we can't expect this time of performance for 16 games. First off, the Bucs had absolutely no film on him besides one quarter against a defense of the Panthers. his tendencies weren't figured out by the defense. And a big time here, they totally underestimated his speed. Totally. And not to mention the Bucks were also playing with a lead and protecting a lead rather than needing to make an impact play on defense. Those things matter. The way I look at it, this man came out so fired up, so passionate, with so much adrenaline that his skill set took a leap of +3. And if you're a video gamer, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's similar to when rookies come out swinging for the fences. Everything worked. Everything. But you can't expect him to come out and play with that same emotion and energy every single week. It's nearly impossible. Maybe for a few games, a stretch during the season, but not the entire season. He'll get burnt out. But I'm absolutely coming into another season with a defense that's supposed to be top five and a quarterback who limits their turnovers, extends the plays with their scrambling ability, and has a nice deep ball. We can certainly win 7, 8, 9 games with that. And look, would I label him as a franchise quarterback? Absolutely not. But if you look at the team as a whole, and you look at the success that Alex Smith had, I mean, the keys are there, baby. Just don't turn the ball over. Just hit the open receiver. Hit J.D. McKissic for 3 yards, and let him use his speed to turn it into 10. Let Logan Thomas brush off tackles for an extra 6 yards. Our quarterback doesn't have to be perfect for us to win games. But they just can't turn the ball over. And they got to have some anticipation. Because right now, McLaurin's the only receiver that's creating real separation. 1-800-636-1067. I'm fired up to get back on the airwaves now. I got my 8-watt army on the line here. Let's go to Kevin in Stafford. Kevin, you're on the fan.
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call. Taylor Heineke, at the minimum, he at least deserves a shot to compete.
Yeah.
If not for the starting job, for the backup job.
Yeah. I mean, how impressed were you, man?
You say it because he is familiar with, you know, Scott Turner's offense.
Right.
So, and of course, his performance in that playoff game, he showed that he can play in the NFL. Now, of course, he doesn't have all the measurables that some of the other quarterbacks have, but he makes up for it, like you said, with his scrambling ability and his accuracy and anticipation in his throws.
Yeah.
He can play the position.
Kevin, let me ask you this. If he starts for 16 games next year, how many do we win?
Oh, that's hard to say.
Yeah.
I would, as the roster currently exists.
Yeah.
I would probably say 8.
Yeah. Look, I mean, that's an improvement. You know, that's all you can ask for. And then, of course, hopefully we hit on some players in the draft there. But, like, as a Washington football team fan, if we went into the next season and said, look, we're going to give him the shot to start week one, how would you feel about that?
Look, let me tell you, this is my honest and goodness truth.
Yeah.
I see him at the same level of Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, as far as ability. He didn't look any worse than any of those guys.
Yeah. I love the breakdown. Hey, Kevin, I always want you to tell the truth. Don't lie to me.
I'm just telling you the truth, man. That's what I saw. And I've been watching this team since 73.
Yeah. So. Hey, that's 20 years more than me, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Have a good weekend. Let's keep it going here. We got Robert in Stafford. Robert, you're on the fan.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Well, I graduated from ODU back before they had football. And so I'm familiar with Taylor Heineke and how good he can be. The big problem with Taylor is that he's not big enough and bulky enough that he can take a whole lot of bad hits.
Yeah, he could be injury prone, you're saying.
He's going to have to be protected if he's your quarterback.
Well, let me ask you this. At Old Dominion, did he get hurt a few times?
No.
Okay.
I think he got hurt a couple times, but he always played through it.
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell after he'd gotten hurt, if he went back in to play, his play was not as good. I think since the time he's been in the NFL, a lot of people have downplayed his strengths because they haven't paid attention to how smart the boy is.
Yeah.
The boy's very intelligent. He understands the game. He's a student of the game better than most players today. And I think that he will could be a very, very strong second quarterback if you had a franchise quarterback, just the way that Don Strock was down at Miami for so many years.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it against the Panthers, and it was just the last quarter of that game. But he came in, and he was exploiting that defense in ways that Dwayne Haskins wasn't even coming close to doing. And then you look at that Bucs game. Specifically, I look at one play call where Isaiah Wright, who, look, shouldn't be a starting wide receiver in this league, but that's what we're dealing with here in Washington. He runs an out route, and before he's past the linebacker, just Taylor Heinicke, he knew in his mind that that linebacker wasn't going to cover the outside zone there, and that if he threw it up there and led Isaiah Wright to the sideline, he would be open. And now Isaiah Wright dropped the pass, and it ended up being a negative play because of that. But you see the small stuff right there that gives you a lot of hope with Taylor Heinicke. But that's not who I want to be the starting quarterback next year. I can get to a lot of that later in the show and more. We got the phone lines up and going. 1-800-636-1067. Let's keep it going here. One more call here before the break. Let's go to Sam in Oakton. Sam, you're on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
I just think a perfect comparison here is someone like Ryan Fitzpatrick, a guy that can win you a scrappy game or two, you know, when you plug him in as a backup throughout the season. And I think that's worth keeping around for, you know, a couple million a year for sure. Maybe the next 3 years, something like that. Try to lock the guy down, get you a win or two when your main dog is out.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is on my top three list of quarterbacks to go after this offseason. So it's a good comparison, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. And I mean, it's a guy, he can't be the starter. I think there's no chance that this guy has the longevity there, but his ability to create outside the pocket, win games in ways that I think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you were speaking to the lack of tape on him, doing some things unconventionally, but it's just not going to, he doesn't have the intangibles to make it a full, you know, starter. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think we both agree that it was lightning in a bottle and, you know, you got to give credit to the play calling with Scott Turner. I mean, like, he finally took some chances that we've been waiting for that he obviously didn't have the confidence to do with Dwayne Haskins and an injured Alex Smith. So let's just say Heinicke starts 16 games next year. How many do you think he would win?
With our defense, I think the defense probably takes two, maybe three games themselves. I'd say we get to seven or eight. I don't see it above that.
Yeah.
Unless we add significant weapons on the offensive side. I mean, you were speaking to the one play at the beginning of the game. I don't think he gets in the end zone on that play, Cam Sims, that is. But, I mean, there were four or five other balls that gave us first downs or would have kept drives alive that, you know, it doesn't matter how good the quarterback's going to play. If that's not resolved, we're not breaking eight wins.
Yeah, no, we definitely need some wide receiver help for sure. But, look, we're just looking for improvement here year after year. 7-9, you get to 8-8. I like it. You get some momentum, and I think it was huge getting to the playoffs this season. More calls next here on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein, and you can follow me on Twitter at TheOneSportsNerd or use the hashtag AWADArmy. Thanks to Mike, Tim, and JB for hitting me up on Twitter. We got a tweet from Matt. I think he's a new listener of the show. He says, I'm making great points on Heinicke, but asking why I'm yelling. Like Darius, does he not understand? I'm trying to bring the ruckus.
He must have never listened to AWOD Weekend Radio before.
I guess not.
The world.
We appreciate it. And of course, thanks to the callers last segment. So let's get right back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Lap in D.C. Lap, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, man? Good show, as always.
Thank you.
Hey, you miss your boy Rooster, though?
He's doing all right, man. I'm proud of him. I'm happy.
I always got to mess with you with the Rooster thing. You know that, but I'm just kidding, man. But, yeah, he is doing good. I think we should try to see what Heinicke is capable of doing. I am open to people probably think I'm crazy. I'm open to Cam and Fitzpatrick or any other – quarterback free agent that won't break the bank or cost a lot. Mm-hmm. I think Heineke deserves to get a shot here, man. The way he played, man, and just how close we was, man. I really wanted to win. But, you know, we was battling them refs, man, with Tom Brady, man. Yeah. They wanted Tom Brady to win.
I know. Okay. He was getting every holding. They didn't call anything, huh?
Exactly. And if we would have jumped out on them earlier, you know, it would have been a better game. But
yeah.
As always, our defense plays better when the offense is not playing, and then when the offense clicks, the defense doesn't play.
And Lap, how unlucky was that tipped interception when we finally got some momentum early?
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll see, man. But I'm excited, man. I'm fired up. It was a good game, and just see what the future holds, man. Just add some pieces, you know, maybe get some receivers, offensive line, running back, running game or whatever, or linebackers, and go from there, man.
Well, Lap, let me hear what you think about this, Lap, because here's the thing is that a few years ago, we had a quarterback who had a couple solid performances down the end of the season, and I believe Darius. Was it Josh Johnson, right? So
yeah, Josh
and then
Johnson.
And
I
absolutely
him.
Wanted him to be on the roster next year. And
Me
the way
too.
The NFL
Me
works,
too.
You know, it just didn't happen. And it was unfortunate. So if Taylor Heineke ends up in that same situation and isn't on the roster next year, how will you feel?
Oh, I would be hurt, man. Yeah. Cuz I was a big Johnson fan too. That was a great point that you brought up. And I would like to see him get a shot, man, and go from there.
Yeah. No.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Lap. No, it's an interesting situation because, look, I mean, hopefully you can – I mean, the best-case scenario, I guess, would be Alex Smith to retire and just ride off into the sunset. They're going to make a Disney Channel original movie about him. He made the playoffs with one leg. I mean, it's an incredible story. It's more than incredible. It's basically a miracle. It's it's the miracle in Washington, D.C., the only good thing that happened here in 2020. Look, if it's not turned into a movie, it's going to be an incredible book when he does write his biography. But I don't want him to be the quarterback here in Washington next year. And Kyle Allen, yeah, we had a few good games on film, but he got injured. Multiple times. Injuries have been an issue for him his entire career, basically. And then with Heineke, we'll see what we have. But look, it might have just been a one wondrous performance. So look, we definitely need help with quarterback. We need to bring in a veteran free agent. I've got a list here of 10 guys that I can get to, and you can call in and tell me who ranks highest on your list. I'll go from 10. I'll just go with any order here, okay? So 10 quarterbacks. I want to hear from you right now, 1-800-636-1067. Name three of them to be on the roster next year. We got Kyle Allen, Taylor Heineke, Alex Smith, Steven Montez. All right? Those are the former Washington football team players. Matthew Stafford. Are you interested in him if we can get him from Detroit? Jameis Winston. Do you think he deserves another shot as a starting quarterback? Cam Newton. Of course, he had so much success with Ron Rivera in Carolina, going, I believe, 15-1 and making it to the Super Bowl, but he's nowhere near that Cameron Newton anymore. Marcus Mariota, what do you think about that? Lost his job in Tennessee, spent the season as the backup in Oakland, got in there and played pretty well. Should he deserve another shot as the starting quarterback? Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic. You know, he has to be moving out of Miami because, look, the team was 3-3. They had all this momentum, and they benched him for Tua. Don't get me started on Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, dude is athletic as hell, but I think he looked like an average, at best, quarterback. I mean, he was terrible in that must-win-and-in game in Week 17 against Buffalo. And then former Buffalo quarterback, former Cleveland Brown, former had a shot with the Chargers until the team doctor effed him up. That's Tyrod Taylor, Virginia Tech quarterback. I would not be upset with bringing him in here to be a backup quarterback and maybe even give him a shot. So the question is, who do you want and why? 1-800-636-1067. Should Allen and Heineke remain on the roster? Let's go to Walter in Alexandria. Walter, you're on the fan.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Hey.
You know, I called your station about 5 weeks ago. And I said, when the Washington football team was way ahead, of the Cowboys, and then they had another team that obviously they won. I said, why don't you bring Hankins in and use him? They said, no, he doesn't have the ability. He's just a temporary replacement. I said, no, the man needs the reps. The reason Brady won that game, one, because he was a hell of a quarterback. He had the wide receivers who could catch and hold the ball. That's what the Redskins, the Washington football team, need to do. It's just some receivers who can catch and hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, then they would have won that game, but they just don't have the receivers. Now, you can bring the guy back and try for somebody else, but the main thing they need is wide receivers who can catch and hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, that would give them a winning way.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the call, Walter. And absolutely, we need wide receiver help. But something you mentioned is you wanted them to go to Heinicke earlier in the season. And that's something I want to touch on real quick, because that, I think, is the one mistake that Ron Rivera made. And part of that was probably because Dan Snyder ownership getting in the way and meddling. But I don't think Ron Rivera wanted to ever go back to Dwayne Haskins, but he had to. And then the one mistake Ron Rivera did was he tried to use Dwayne Haskins to steal a division when everybody in the entire world knew that shouldn't happen. Dwayne Haskins went out with strippers on a Tuesday and then started the next week in a win and you're in game with all the distraction that was. Ron Rivera tried to use him. Absolutely, Heinicke should have started that game. The team didn't want to play for Dwayne Haskins anymore. They knew he was a bum. They stripped him of his captaincy. That's the one mistake Ron Rivera made. He tried to use Dwayne for four more quarters and then said, I'm going to cut you. He cut him. He cut him a week too late. 1-800-636-1067 is the number, talking about the Washington football team's quarterback conundrum for next season. I'm Adam Epstein at The One Sports Nerd on Twitter, and I'm here until 3 p.m. At 1 p.m., I'll have a good interview with my guy Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington to get his thoughts on the season. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. Perfect song there, Darius. Always an excellent music choice there as a producer. And I'm Adam Epstein at The One Sports Nerd on Twitter. Tweets coming in here from Rigo, Patrick, Carter is listening out in Seattle. Always appreciate the support from my man there. He found out about me from the Junkies, and got to thank the Junkies for everything that I became today. But real quick, I wanted to touch on that one guy who tweeted me, Matt, again, who's asking why I'm yelling. And look, I just want to touch on it because, look, how would you feel if you woke up and you walked into the office of your dream job? Would you be quiet and boring and just tell the statistics and the scores? I've wanted to talk DC sports my entire life. I'm living my dream. I'm trying to be exciting, wacky, wild, and entertaining. So please sit back and give me a chance here. And if you want to talk to me, you can call in 1-800-636-1067. Darius, I want to get your thoughts on Taylor Heinicke, because I know behind the scenes we're just loving the fact that we're getting all these calls about him. And man, I mean, he got people fired up with that performance in a loss.
Yeah, and you know, it sucks that the whole season there was this whole vibe of, oh, let's not make the playoffs. Let's just tank. And especially because we started out, well, we started out 1-3.
And then we got to 2-5.
We got to 2-5. Yeah. We had low points in the season. But I was not one of those people. I was one of those people who thinks that the young players should get the opportunity to fight for the division, whether it's at 7-9, 6-10, whatever, or 9-7. Doesn't matter. Give the young players an opportunity. So, yeah, when we got to that playoff game with Taylor Heinicke, I definitely went into the game with low expectations. You can't predict that he's going to have that kind of performance.
Yeah.
You just can't. Especially just coming off of one half, or not even a full half of football. It was one quarter of football, a fourth quarter of football against a prevent defense that the Panthers were playing. You can't predict that it's going to happen. And from the start, even with that missed, or excuse me, that drop pass that Cam Sims had on that first drive, you kind of started to get the vibe like, wait a minute, what's happening here?
Right, like we unleashed someone on them.
Because you're not used to, especially on the first drive of the game, you're never going to see Alex Smith throw that post route.
No.
You're never going to see that.
He's going to check it down.
Yeah, he's going to check it down, especially on a third down. That would have been a screen or a check down to McKissick.
And Haskins would have seen it too late.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, he would have seen it too late, and then it would have been either tipped up in the air and picked off for six or something. But no, it was just awesome to see it. It definitely made the game exciting. Unfortunately, you know, it's hard to keep up with Brady, obviously, and he did his best.
Yeah.
It was exciting football, and that's what we wanted to see all this time. We wanted just to see someone push the ball down the field. Sure, we don't have the greatest weapons of all time, but if you're taking chances and opportunities like that, it gives the team a different vibe, and I think that's what happened. I feel like Taylor just brought the entire team morale up throughout that game.
I mean, you saw it after he dove into the end zone.
Yeah,
it was like everyone was excited for him.
It was amazing.
I named 10 quarterbacks. I want to hear of the 10, three of them from you, Darius. Again, I'm going to name them for the callers here: Kyle Allen, Taylor Heinicke, Alex Smith, Steven Montez, Matthew Stafford, Jameis Winston, Cam Newton, Marcus Mariota, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tyrod Taylor, and hell, I'll put Deshaun Watson on the list if we can somehow trade for him.
Oh, man. I wish you wouldn't put Deshaun Watson on the list.
All right, I won't, though.
Yeah, let's act like he's not on the list, because I want to act like he's not available.
Okay.
Realistically, he shouldn't be available.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and you're saying put together three?
Yeah.
A quarterback room of three from that list of 10. Well, I definitely think Allen and Heinicke should be in that room.
Yeah.
I love Alex Smith to death, but I do think that his time in the NFL should come to an end, or his time here in Washington should come to a close after a comeback player of the year campaign like that. It's great to see, but I don't think we move forward with that.
Yeah.
Especially at his contract number. Of those remaining quarterbacks, I'm leaning towards Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I like that. Let's hear what the callers have to think. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Kevin in Stafford. You're on the Fan.
Hey. How you doing, fellas?
Good, man.
All right, look, first foremost, Alex Smith should never play another down on any team in the NFL. I mean, I was cringing every time he went out there to daggone the quarterback for the Washington football team. I mean, can you imagine the blowback if he re-injures that leg?
Yeah, I know. So you heard my list of 10, though. What are your thoughts, man?
Okay. Definitely Heinicke. Like I said, he should get a shot. Now, the Montez kid, don't know nothing about him other than he played for Colorado, but he's got the measurable, big kid, 6'5", 235. Okay. So he's got the frame to play. Out of the names that you put out there, I would probably have to say number one would be Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
But don't trade for him.
Yeah.
Don't give up any draft capital for him, because they need every draft they got, every draft piece they got to fill out the roster.
Hey, Kevin, I appreciate the call.
Need some linebackers.
I'm going to try to get some more callers here before, because we're up against the break here. Let's go to Alf in Hyattsville. Alf, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Adam? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. So up against the break here, but you heard the list of 10 quarterbacks. What are your thoughts?
You know, that is really intriguing. Of course, I like Watson at that number one spot, but I think the between Watson and Stafford, those would be the ones I would go with. But the thing is that the price tag for those guys is what's concerning to me, because I don't want to get in a habit of using draft capital to obtain guys that may or may not work out here. I'd rather build from within, like we've been doing with our defense. Our defense is the blueprint that we can build from within if we keep there. But I'd love a Stafford. I love a Watson if we could get our hands on him. I like Heinicke in the mix, period, just because I think that he proved what our offense could look like in the ability to, you know, when you have somebody who's willing to throw downfield and take chances and go downfield.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed it, and everybody saw it. It was like, yo, this is what our offense should look like. As I was telling producer earlier, I said the kid from Alabama that everybody's harping on saying that he's not a NFL caliber quarterback, or he's a lesser talent thing, and that he was surrounded with NFL talent. I said, isn't that the whole point? Isn't the whole point to be surrounded by NFL talent? Isn't the whole point to have NFL-type receivers around you and be able to do that stuff? Isn't that the whole point?
Yeah, but I will say, though, the receivers that he had around him are, like, not just NFL players. They're, like, elite NFL players. I mean, Jerry Jeudy, yeah. Ruggs III. We've seen who am I forgetting?
Waddle.
Oh, Jalen Waddle, right? And the guy that won MVP, yeah. Or not MVP, Heisman this season. You got me all over the place, yeah. Alf, though. I appreciate the call. One more before the break. Let's go to Celeste in Annandale. You're on the fan.
Hi. I wanted to say, first off, that I appreciate your enthusiasm, and I think you should keep yelling.
Thank you.
But I'm a big Bama fan, but I can't deny that Deshaun Watson is very talented. He just hasn't been surrounded by any talent.
Yeah.
And that Washington, I echo the gentleman's sentiment that we need some capable wide receivers or the quarterback position is almost irrelevant.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. The problem with Deshaun Watson, and I've seen a poll on Twitter, 6,000 people, Washington football fans, have voted. It's 50-50 right now, and it's two first-rounders and Montez Sweat. I'm not trading Montez Sweat as much as I love Deshaun Watson. What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, and my knowledge of football is somewhat limited, so I couldn't give an informed answer to that question.
Hey, I appreciate the call, though. Thank you so much for listening, all right? And go Washington, go Washington football team, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, bye.
I love my callers. I want to get some more of your calls, but you'll have to wait. I've got my guy Pete Haley coming up next here on 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.